Hey, babe. What are you reading? See. Isn't that a bit dystopian for bedtime? Yeah, I read it. The old series and seen movies. Yeah, I liked it. Definitely a riveting read. But, you know, I had to stop reading it now and then and, you know, consider the parallels to both modern day and history, and it's actually a bit scary. You know, I can't stand the reality TV stuff and it. Anyway, I suppose this is a natural outcome, natural development of reality TV. If allowed to go on, you know, and reach its full potential, so to speak. But, well, there's some nicer subplots, this one. Hey, you think she may actually be Polly? I mean, that sort of trio of them. I'm not ruining it by saying such things, no. I mean, it's part of life, isn't it? Sexuality. Very much so. It's such a deep part of who we are, isn't it? Why don't you just put the book away and cuddle me instead? Yeah, I promise you, I get to finish the book later. Where's cuddle time? Or, you know what? You can go on reading. And I'll just lie here behind you, you know, just like this, just sort of rubbing gently against your ass. I could just reach around you and press these beautiful breasts of yours. It's so nice to touch. Yeah, I am at this. Because if I had boobs, I'd fondle them all the time, I think. I really don't know why you don't. Yeah? Well, I am cuddling my cock all the time. That's not a good comparison. Yeah. I could also probably, you know, just let my hand stroke your tummy. Like this, and just so slow that you don't even really notice it. I let it slide downwards. right here. I can just very gently, just cuddlingly rub your clit like this. Just let it know how much I appreciate it. But you can just lie there and read, babe. That's okay, I don't mind. What? You find it hard to concentrate? Well, imagine how I felt when we were watching that movie earlier and you were just lying there on my lap, just sucking on my cock. And that absent-minded way of yours, you just sort of had my cock in your mouth for comfort. Cuddles. And I don't mind at all. You can do that anytime you want. Well, I'm not absolutely sure what the movie really was about. So if you think it's hard to read, just imagine. Yes, of course, I'm hard against your butt. I'm always hard when you're around. I'm always hard when I think about you. 'Cause I want you. I want you so much. Yeah, between your thighs. Okay, let me just does that feel good? Yeah, it does for me. Putting the book away. Yeah, maybe we should just sleep. You want me to turn around? Me neither. I think I could feel something. Let me. Yeah, you are getting wet. I can hear that on your breath as well. Turn around and kiss me again. The angle is better. determined if I just push the head inside, do you? Just want to feel your pussy. Grab the head of my cock. So fucking good. Does it really feel to have my cock inside you? Yeah, I really wish I could know. Yeah, I suppose I'm a little bit of pussy envy. Well, it's hard to describe, really, when you don't have a cock. But no, imagine your finger and imagine your finger could really give you pleasure. It was even more sensitive with it than it is, and something very warm and wet and slick and cuddly completely surrounding your finger and rubbing it. No, it's like that, sort of, but 100,000 times better. fucking world. Crazy. Do all that dirty stuff. But I also love just cuddle fucking you like this. Those beautiful sounds you make. Drive me crazy. I don't want to slip out. No. I can stay inside you. I can stay inside you until I realize that I've fallen out. That we need to do something about that. Naughty dreams.